This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. Google has 88% market share in search advertising. Facebook owns 77% of mobile social traffic. And Amazon has 73% of the ebook market, defining them in classic terms as monopolies. Researchers at Facebook report that 1.59 billion people in its network were separated from one another by only about 3.5 people. One study estimated that the social media influencer market was worth $500 million in 2015. The market is expected to increase to at least $5 billion by 2020. America's spent $70 billion on lottery tickets in 2014, an average of about $300 per adult. Walmart's Money Card encourages a habit of savings among low- and middle-income Americans by offering 500 prizes per month, which have increased average savings from $413 to $573 by 38%. Wages have tripled in China over the last 10 years. The average hourly wage in Chinese manufacturing is now $3.60. Over the same 10 years, the hourly manufacturing wage in Mexico has fallen to $2.10. Since 2008, more than 300,000 people have registered for a mobile platform made by a nonprofit called RefUnite, which has reconnected 38,000 family members. The board of United Airlines has withdrawn a promotion of the CEO to chairman and is evaluating his pay for mishandling the passenger on a recent flight. Trump administration has refused to waive sanctions for Exxon to drill in the Arctic Ocean in partnership with a Russian state oil company. Barbecue organized by pro-settlement Israelis outside of a prison where Palestinians are on a hunger strike has provoked outrage. 7 of 10 Americans take a prescription drug. Of these, 1 in 4 are women in their 40s or 50s who are taking an antidepressant. Those studies show that for some of them, anything from therapy to a short walk in the woods can do as much good. Homeland Security Chief Kelly, AG Sessions, and President Trump all seem to be saying they're not going after the Dreamers as part of their anti-immigrant push. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation, Movement, AMFM.